Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is big time because he's got a big time program. He is coach and program director of Team Thad. His name is Norden Hurd IV. I call him Coach. And he joins us now. Let me get that mic down to you, brother. It should be. You should be feeling awfully comfortable in here now, man. You are quite the repeat guest, brother.
I appreciate that.
Well, we enjoy.
I appreciate the mic.
We enjoy having you on because we always feel like it's an education. And Bennett, I don't know if you've already got it. And I see you in there taking pictures, so I don't want to work you too hard too soon, Blanket. But a couple of weeks ago, on October 19th, it was my birthday, as a matter of fact. We were talking about DJ Jeffries and where he was going to go, another former Team Thad player, and that's all done. Now he's headed to Memphis, and you were all over that. You were telling us it was Memphis, Mississippi State at that point. But toward the end of the segment with you last time, we got over and around to another one of your players right now, and his name was Damian Ball. And obviously our listeners know now where Memphis is with Damian Ball, having just recently offered. But if you don't mind, I want to take us back to where we were 2-3 weeks ago when you were educating and schooling me and John on Damian Ball, we're about to talk about. Bennett?
Damian Ball.
Tell us about him.
Another 6'4 point guard.
What year? He's 2000.
He's 19.
19.
He's now. Visited Georgetown, just visited TCU.
Oh, wow.
Has offers from.
6'4 point guard.
Yeah, 6'4 point guard.
Legit, John.
You know, just like, you know, Team Thad story, didn't have a lot of offers, but, you know, we have done very well with our point guards, as you can see. And
yes.
So he got high made. I think he's still a few weeks away. A couple visits away, but he has a lot of high major. Actually, people might not know because he's over there at Tennessee Prep, but if you're just talking about the pure city of Memphis right now, maybe surrounding areas, but I don't want to think that hard right now. But outside of Wiseman and DJ, he's probably the best prospect in town right now.
You hear that?
Really?
Yeah.
Ball.
And people can look him up on YouTube. Like, Damian Ball.
So, Memphis is set at point guard. But if they were not, that would be somebody you would expect them to be on. You're saying
Like three schools in their conference and Alfred, Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody at one point. Now some of them have picked up point guards like Florida, Miami, Texas. So he's off the board with them now because you know it's one of them things whoever offered first. But
sure.
He has, you know, big time offers and stuff like that. And I think he's, like I said, unless I'm missing somebody, he's probably the third best prospect in the city, but 2019 for sure.
And there you go. And now here we are 3 weeks later. Some things have happened, obviously, for Memphis in terms of recruiting. But as of this weekend, we saw the picture of Penny Hardaway, Tony Madlock, and Penny sitting on both sides of you watching Damian Ball. Things have changed. They have now prioritized Damian. Are they now kind of in the mix? I know. There, at one point, Damian Ball had a top 10, but things have changed, have they not?
Yeah, things have changed with him totally need to feel a program and find what's best for him. Some of those teams have took point guards.
Mm-hmm.
He have had interest in other schools. So, yeah, that top 10, I see a lot of people talking about it on Twitter. He right now don't have a new top 10.
Gotcha.
Soon he will probably have a new top 5 or something like that, but yeah, things have changed, and Memphis was the latest to offer. A few weeks ago, Georgia Tech and Wake Forest offered.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said a few weeks ago, I like this game. I love it. It don't have nothing to do with playing for me. I'm just, you know, I come on here humble all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have some of the best eyes in the world with evaluate. I don't care if you're an NBA GM, a college coach. I didn't have a lot of college coaches before call me, some Hall of Famers. Hear what you think about this kid. You saw that 3 weeks ago, 2 years ago, when he was really a 0-0 star, was telling people about Damian Ball.
Right.
I brought him in the gym when nobody else wanted him. You get what
I
mean?
Well, your program has made a habit of doing that.
Yeah, that's what people say.
What y'all specialize in, really.
we
turning guys into.
Yeah, we take underappreciated talent, undervalued. It's almost like finding a good person in the world without all the glitz and glamour. You got to work hard and get in there and
shine
find their special talent and take it from there. And even just, you know, 6 months ago, March,
Damian Baldwin have a high major offer, didn't have a D1 offer. This time last year, anybody could have got Damian Baldwin. We was fighting for him. Damian Baldwin, because he was a year younger, came back to school.
Okay.
Could have been, I'm just telling you, this came back to school. Like, so a lot of schools who offer him now, they could have barely got the word offer out their mouth and got him 6 months ago or last year and this and that. So most of the time, like I say, I'm not wrong when I see a talent.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few college coaches that if I call and tell them about a kid, they don't even have to see him just because of how right I have been. And I don't like to make it about me or anything like that because I am very, very happy for the work he has put in. And it's all about, you know, Damian Ball, his recruiting process, his family, and I'm just enjoying it like we have enjoyed all our kids and him becoming something in this world. But I'm glad people are able to see what I saw.
What is he at the college level, Coach? Because and answer that question for me that I sort of had for you then. We weren't thinking Memphis was going to be on Damian because you figure they're set at point guard. Is he a point guard? Is he a combo? Is he a scoring point guard? Like, how do you see him at the college level?
Damian Ball is a point guard. Now, the thing is with him being a 6'4 point guard, on defense, first of all, he's probably arguably one of the best defenders in the country.
Mm.
So with that being said, he can switch on everything and he can hold 3-4 positions.
Oh.
But on offense, I would prefer the ball in his hand because he's a Chio's, a Jalen Fisher type, an athletic Rondo type that he makes. He flirts with a triple-double every game. So he makes people better. So I would prefer the ball in his hand because
– playmaker.
Yeah, because he shoots good and he makes open shots, but he's not a big-time shooter if you had to critique – not a big-time three-point shooter if you had to critique some in his game. So I would like and prefer and think he's more successful with the ball in his hand. You know, he's going to do what's best for him, but most of the schools that he took more serious were the schools talking about him as a point and not as much as a combo.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if it was a combo that he got to, you know, have it in his hands. Where Memphis could say something to that is, and they have a valid point. Like, we're the only one in the country right now who started three-point guards. So
with Tyler, Alo, and Jeremiah.
Yeah, so they do have a valid point on that makes us probably not as afraid of the situation without, you know, before we saw that happen. You know, because people was thinking before the season, how would Alo and Tyler even?
Right. Now that's all we were talking about.
Now you got him, Tyler, and Jeremiah. He started all three of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's working. And from what it looks like.
As of now, it's working. I know it's early in the year. I mean, I have liked it so far. But so now you take a Damian Ball, which is a point guard that's bigger than any one of them they starting right now.
Yep.
And then y'all have to look him up for the people who listening. When I say triple-double this weekend, he don't even try to score, but just in the Florida game, 24, 10, and 8, like, he rebound on a level.
Was that in the game that you, Penny, and Tony were watching them together?
Yeah, he had close to a triple-double that game. Then the next game, he had 20 and 8 because for some reason, Penny so loved her. Once he came Saturday, everybody came Sunday in the city.
Mm-hmm.
More people came and see him. He had 20 and 8. So he rebound on such a high level and start a fast break or whatever like that. So, I mean, I like him. And like I said a few weeks ago, I really think that he could be an asset to whoever he joins. And I think he could almost play arguably in the school in the country.
Go ahead, John.
I was going to ask, like, you know, everybody has sort of, you know, looked at the situation, right? And Memphiz needs a guard in the class of 2019. Where does Memphiz fit into this? And it doesn't sound like he's close in a decision, obviously. Mm-hmm. So where does Memphiz fit in to his recruitment?
Well, you know, it's the beginning
stage. Just starting, right?
Like, Memphiz, you know, just offered maybe 24, 48 hours ago. They're on the road right now. You know what I mean? So it haven't even gotten to it's hard for me to say. It haven't even went anywhere yet. I know they're very, very interested. I know they were mind-blowed at the game, like how hard this kid play. Like, I know how you two guys are. If you look them up, man, this kid picks up people full court.
Mm-hmm.
Claps in your – I'm talking about just gritty.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody been telling me he got that dog in him.
He has the dog. I mean
– Now, he's not from Memphis, right?
No, he's not from Memphis. He lives in Memphis now, and okay. Memphis was a big part of his development process, so it needed to be done.
Got you.
But he's from 3 hours up the road, Nashville.
Got you.
It's just kind of funny because, you know, you mentioned how quickly, you know, Memphis got involved. It's only been 24 to 48 hours. Like, if you go to the crystal ball over 247,
yeah,
it's now 75% Memphiz, despite the fact that they've been recruiting him for 2 days.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, well, that's interesting. I don't know how the crystal ball.
You don't
works.
Mess with that crystal ball stuff, do you?
Oh, I know.
Or do you
some,
pay any attention? You know the people making the picks.
Yeah. I don't really pay attention to the crystal balls as much. I may look here and there, but no, not me. But I think it's a great thing, and people should look at it. And I like the people who came up.
Jerry
with
Meyer.
Yeah, I like Meyer.
He predicted Memphis, just so you know.
Okay.
Jerry
when
Meyer.
When did he do that, yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
One yesterday. Day. Well, I mean, people are very
they got the buzz, heard. They think they can get it. They think the power pitcher can pull them in.
Yeah. I mean, he has done a great job so far, so, you know.
Let me ask you something on the real.
Okay.
On the real.
You know how to – you've covered, you've been involved with so many of these recruitments, high-level D1 schools coming after high-level guys. You know how hard it is for a school to come in this late and get involved. Mm-hmm. Okay. Plus, in this case, the school that's coming in late and getting involved already has point guards, which is how you just laid it out for us. You see him. You see him naturally as more point guard than combo. So how tough a job will this be for Memphis with that? You're coming in late. Mm-hmm. You got point guards. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they must feel like this can't be a waste of time or else they wouldn't have offered the kids. So they're going hard.
Yep. Yeah.
Is this – How big of a mountain is this for them? Is it a mountain at all? You tell me. I mean they got to do some convincing of you.
Is it like Kilimanjaro? Is it Everest? Give us a spectrum of mountains.
Is it a little anthill?
Yeah, I hate y'all did that to me. I know about sports. I really don't know how big mountains are. So y'all mess me up.
Oh, brother.
I really don't know the name
of
the mountains and lakes and rivers.
Well, Everest and Kilimanjaro are the big ones.
Oh, them the big ones. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I learned something new when
the
I come
Smokies.
On this station.
You got the Smoky Mountains?
Okay. I
Smoky
got
more like a, you know, intermediate.
Okay.
I can tell you're about to pick one. You're about to pick a mountain.
Yeah.
You got you got Mount Moriah. You know, Mount smaller.
What you think? I mean, they got some work to do, clearly, then, right? Because
I say everyone who involved has work to do.
I got you.
I think what helps them is, you know, as of right now, it's a really, really, really good chance that he will sign, not signing his signing period. So with that being said, I feel like it's like, you know, once a basketball game going to overtime, you know, now it's a new season or it's the playoffs.
I got you.
So
it's 0-0, baby.
Yeah. Anybody's game.
So, I would say if he don't sign with one of the schools that been on him within the next week, then that do allow people to get in. Because Memphis not the only one. A lot of big-time schools have called.
Right.
And here so recently.
It's going to be really crazy if he don't sign in this next period. I mean, if he don't sign this week, it's a lot of things that's opening. And I feel like if he don't sign, I think everyone has a first shot. It's about, you know, how hard you recruit them. I would say this for guys who don't know him. I know people in Memphis don't know him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been around him a lot, and it would take you to go to a few games. If you go to one game, you might say he is a combo. You might, but if you actually know him, which them the type of coaches that I love, but he got to pick is ones who really know him and know his game because he's not a big-time shooter. He's not this. But if you love and appreciate his game, it's big time, and you could get, you know, the maxima out this kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I just feel if it waits out the signing period and recruit him the right way for anybody out there. And I remember, like, I don't want to feel like, oh, we didn't get this kid. And it's not Memphis. It's everybody who called us. Mm-hmm. We didn't get this kid. Oh, here go Damian Ball. We're a big school. It's an honor. No, he's blessed. He's honored. You know, he's been worked hard. He honored. If Christian Brothers, Lamorne, or anybody offer him, he's honored. But at the same time, he's not so overwhelmed that he's going to pick a situation that the coaching staff is not fully engaged in him.
I got you.
Talking about recruiting him. Like, you know, recruit him like he's one of your top options. He's the number one player in the country. Because if that's what you need, recruit him like that and have a good role for him to develop in. And I think whoever does that have a good chance.
Now you mentioned, you know, signing early. I mean, is that still being considered?
Yeah, I would say slightly. And if he do that, it'd be one of the schools that already been on him.
Right.
Yeah, the one of the schools that been on him for months and months and really got to know him, his family, and really understand his game.
But, you know, and it's happened before, right? Mm-hmm. Like guys like Damian Ball can see their recruitments absolutely explode, mm-hmm. you know, because, you know, schools like Kansas and Kentucky and Duke and Carolina, like they might have top 10 targets that they miss on. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden Damian Ball like shoots up the list. So it's almost better in some cases to wait. And you've seen kids benefit from that before.
Yeah, I've seen kids do both. And this year is a kind of tricky, I'm going to tell you why, because after Cole Anthony, Damian Ball is the highest rated point guard available. So that means a lot of schools also has point guards right now.
Right.
A lot of top 100 point guards have committed at this point.
Right.
Like I said, Boogie was a combo point, but yeah. So with that being said, it depending on the situation, it is good that he, if he was to wait and stuff, but at the same time, a lot of schools that were recruiting even him, a point guard has committed already.
You mentioned
like
that.
You mentioned the Kansas. Is
right. Mm-hmm. Right.
But Gerald Vick, you know.
Arkansas. You mentioned, you know, so.
Said Florida got did something, too.
Trey Mann.
Yeah, they got their man.
Duke got Boogie Ellis.
Right.
North Carolina go wait because their Cole Anthony is their target, and I think he's waiting to the spring, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's a situation where you just got to see all the teams and numbers and everything come together.
Who are the others? Can you tell us the other schools right now Memphis is up against that are still, the ones that have been in it the long time, like you said, the few months, the ones that are still on him hard and have him as a priority?
Still on him hard. Like I say, the Texas, the Miami's, the Florida's, they took a point guard.
Right.
So right now, I would say just off today, TCU.
Mm-hmm.
Georgetown,
mm-hmm.
Wake Forest,
Wake,
Georgia Tech,
Josh,
Vandy and Ole Miss and Western Kentucky has been, you know, recruiting them, you know, pretty strongly.
What about LSU? Yes or no?
LSU is a situation where they took James Bishop.
Okay.
Yeah. So
gotcha.
So everything has been, a little tricky just off position wise. Yeah. Yeah. LSU took. They was really involved, and James Bishop committed about a month ago. The kid from Baltimore.
We're talking to Norton Hurd, the fourth team Thad coach and program director, coach of Damian Ball, new University of Memphis priority. We're speaking about guys that waited until the spring and blew up. Well, one guy that did that under you was LeGerald Vick, former Douglas High standout, longtime team Thad standout. Last night, brother, LeGerald Vick hit every three you put up. He went 8-8, set a conference record. How about your guy? Timing couldn't have been more right. Set a career high, 32 last night for LeGerald Vick at Kansas.
It was awesome. Just sitting there, man, I was just so proud of him.
You were watching. Good.
Yeah, I was just so proud of what he did, and he has it in him. You know what I said?
Because he had a slow start the first game, right? Or like he didn't score a ton.
Yeah.
He was starting, but he didn't score a ton.
Like two or four. And it's just back to one of them things where I've been talking about LeGerald Vick every time I came in here that you actually
We mentioned, yeah.
And now, you know, some people are going to really, really be on him, but he been capable of that. He just had to show the world who he was. I mean, LeGerald Vick used to play for us in that Douglas High School, cross half court shooting threes. He gets to college, and one of the reports says, we don't know about his shot. Well,
guess
we ain't got to talk about that anymore. We can just look in the record books, you know? So I think he'll have a great year.
Yep.
I think he'll do some big things. I think he gonna put himself in a position to play at the highest level before it's over with, because that was the only question people kept having. They knew he was athletic. They knew he had dog. Was his shot? And, I mean, now he done broke the record. So, I mean, he done proved that. And then at a school like Kansas and a conference like the Big 12,
right,
to have a record, now this ain't no look stuff. This is a big deal. And he hit everything. When towards the end of it, you could hear the commentator say, please don't take another shot. Stay perfect.
Stay perfect so you go away, but I didn't break the
record. It's like he heard him, but great job. Just proud of him. Love him, man. I'm just looking for more from him and other kids from Memphis to do them type of things. So that's what it's about.
You must use him. His story is y'all's story. I mean, the story you've just told. Like, LeGerald was in a town where the local school, University of Memphis, thought they were already set. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Didn't think they needed him. At one point, he's committed to SMU. Mm-hmm. He waits until the spring. He's got Kentucky and Kansas on him. He turns it, and not just Kentucky and Kansas on him, but as you saw last night, he goes somewhere and plays in Kansas and fits right in. It's not a deal where you've put him in a school he can't handle. You must use that example all the time, because that's what we're saying about Ball. That's what we're.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I have like 11 examples like that, and I just threw a number out there. We have so many examples like that. I mean, Ball, like, people really love Chioza. Now, Chioza hadn't even started for another AAU team before he came to me. His dad, go look this up, they had went and visit Richmond at one point, and that was his biggest. I mean, that was even all the way up to his last summer. Like, wow. He had the lowest of the low schools. I mean, Jordan Bond is at Tennessee.
Memphis
Terrence
took a
Davis
pass until Florida
Miss.
Offered.
Nick Marshall, who was it? You know, I know that didn't go, but top 50. I mean, it go on and on and on with the kids that didn't came. I mean, we've been blessed. And then they get to college, because, you know, it's a little sense of, oh, here it blows them up, overhype it.
You couldn't do that over and over, because then the coaches that you've been sending them to would say, well, I'm done messing with Hurd, because
exactly,
he's sending me these players unprepared.
Exactly.
These players are going, they're performing, they're becoming the all-time assist leaders, they're scoring 32 and hitting eight
they're
threes as seniors.
They're starting from their freshman and sophomore
Real
years.
Talk.
They're a big part of the team. Like, most of all our kids are doing great things. Like, I'm happy around this time of year. Every night I cut on ESPN, it's a team that had kids. And it's just happening over and like ball. Everybody's really exciting, but I done been through this story a lot. I done seen this movie a lot. And I'm excited. He gonna do some big things. Whoever get him is really getting a really good ball player. And for the people in Memphis, I think he play here again in December in the free weeks at Briarcrest. And they should go check him out. Like, if you love, like, a pure point guard, that's what I love. The only point guard I have ever had that was big-time score was Tyler Harris. And, oh, my God, that was really great, too. So, but all the rest of my point guards, Chioza, Jalen, they've been pure point guards. And that's not as appreciated in today's game with everybody being so much of a scorer. But that's what he is. He's a pure point guard. He makes everybody on his team better. He's going to raise whoever on your team scoring level. He's going to keep the tempo. He's like another coach on the court. And he's 6'4 and athletic doing it, and he's mean.
I saw him going for a dunk. He's super athletic. So a coach told me this morning, and you could speak to this one, that he's sort of like Jeremiah Martin when Jeremiah was coming out of Mitchell. But it seems to me like you would disagree with that, because Jeremiah wasn't more pure point guard coming out of high school. That's something, that's a position they kind of made. So do you see that compared? Is it like Jeremiah? Is he a little bit further along, more athletic? Is he – how did the two – Jeremiah a better scorer coming out of high school?
Yeah. Like,
How did the two compare?
I coached them both.
Right. You had them both.
I coached them both. And, man, Jeremiah have made himself out of a heck of a player.
Yes, he has.
That story right there is amazing, too, for a kid who some think shouldn't even been in Memphis at first. And, oh, my God, average, what, close to 20 last year or something like that. I mean, that's amazing. But I would say
not
they're
the same,
different.
Huh? I can tell by your face.
I would say they're different. Jeremiah – I can see the comparison because they're both tough and got dog, and they both got their will to succeed. And, man, we're not going to let them. We're going to show you who the big dog. But I think they're a little different. They both are point guards. I think Ball is more athletic, and Jeremiah can probably score a little better right now. But, yeah, I think they're different. But I can see if someone say that, I get it because of the toughness.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. LSU Memphis tonight. Memphis is a 10.5-point dog. You got to pick who you like tonight.
Man,
you can be honest. Ain't nobody, you know.
No.
None of us expect Memphis to go in there and win.
It's a big test, man.
Yeah.
You know how loaded that freshman class is for LSU.
They are. They're good. We played against a lot of them. Man, it's one of them things. It's college basketball.
It's a free shot,
so
right? From Memphis.
So her picks LSU. Okay, we got it. Come on now.
Isn't it a free shot though for Memphis? Like, you know what I mean? In the sense that you don't seem to think so.
I'm gonna say this. And I don't want to make this about Team Thad, but I can only go by the players that played for me.
Yes.
I always felt like I had a shot when I walked on the court with Tyler Harris. I have beat some big-time teams. If he have a game where he hit 5, 6, 7 threes with them, I don't know what could
happen. I agree. If to me, this is a Tyler Harris game. Mm-hmm. If he can get off, I think Memphis wins the game. Mm-hmm. You know, if he can have like 22, 24 points, I think Memphis wins the game. If not, I think it's going to be tough.
Were you surprised to see him go scoreless in that first game? I can't imagine there were too many times where you saw him go scoreless in any game. I imagine it was zero times.
Yeah, I kind of don't know what you're talking about. I don't even want to think about that. Yeah, he went scoreless. I don't remember that.
Yeah, he went scoreless.
Next question.
I heard that. No, I mean, everything's going to be fine.
No, we all imagine.
You can't talk about one scoreless game.
Like, I heard that like Tyler Harris playing for him. They trying to keep in the fold, baby.
He's going to be fine, isn't he? He should be fine.
Yeah. Tyler Harris would be great. Now, he got something you can teach. And like I say, I was flipping back and forth. I'm not going to be
– I didn't know if you watched it or not.
Yeah, I did watch it. I was flipping back and forth because Kansas and Duke was – I mean, Kansas and Michigan State duking
that was the same night. Yep.
In the Memphis game, so I didn't see it all.
And they were playing Tennessee Tech.
I was flipping.
Compared to the other one, there was no comparison.
I mean, you gotta watch Zion Williams. I ain't going to lie. You got to watch him. So I didn't see it all. And everything that happened, but I just know Tyler Harris show up for big games.
Well, it's a big one tonight, and so it'd be a nice time.
That sounds like a prophet.
It is almost.
No, he's showing up for big games. I tell you, Tyler Harris show up for big games.
Well, it's a big one tonight. Memphis taking on number 22 ranked LSU. Coach, we appreciate you coming in and giving us the breakdown as always.
You got anything going on we need to know about? before we let you get out of here? You always got something. I just want to make sure we ain't missing nothing.
I ain't climbing a mountain.
Just make sure we ain't missing anything.
He going mountain climbing?
No, everything been good. It's just the same. And, you know, last time I came here, I told y'all we expanded to the elementary and middle school. So we're still doing that youth ball thing. Just started that up for the winter. So, you know, second through eighth grade for, you know, people who are interested in that, we're helping them out. But besides that, we just supporting our college kids and supporting our kids through their recruitment. We have a few kids to sign this week. We got two kids signing with Xavier, kids signing with Georgia, a kid signing with Bradley, and the rest of the kids is kind of open, though. But Ball probably the biggest kid that's open. And then we have a kid at Southwind, a big kid that Cameron Jones, maybe more of a mid-major player, but have high upside also.
Got them all over the place. And Ball, you think, as Lisa right now, we think might wait until the spring. Could unless one of these schools that's been on him for the longest gets him.
Yeah, I think it's a better – and when he say wait the spring, the way the rules go, if you don't sign now,
you can't sign in
April, but that don't mean
– He can commit next month.
Yeah, he can commit next
week. Absolutely.
He can meet the day after –
Exactly, the signing period is over.
My prediction, I don't see him even if he signed in April, he'll be committed way before that.
All right, let me ask you this before we get you out of here. I know it's not one of your kids. He didn't play for you, but it's the top prospect in the city, and that's James Wiseman. Any buzz you're hearing about James?
Man, I ain't gonna lie. They doing a good thing with that, and that's like a roller coaster. And when I say that, I'm just talking from the outside. It's like when the Florida State switch happened last time, I'm like, oh, that's a great thing for the city.
You came on and said it. You even thought it was good news. You said
that. Now, I just really don't know. I seen, like I say, I don't know if the people knew him. It might have even been Evan that said on Twitter, like, nothing has
come. No announcement or anything like that. Yeah,
coming soon. So I was more excited about if he was to go in the fall. That was an advantage for Memphis.
Right.
So
well, he can do the same thing as Ball, though. Like, I don't think – this is my – based on what I've heard, I've heard they have no interest in signing anything early. Yeah, like they have.
Okay.
So it's not like this week doesn't matter. Like this early signing period doesn't matter. But that he could still, like we talk about, still commit in December, you know, and just not sign until April.
Hey, because he's yours too.
I think that's where it's trending.
Because he's yours too, I had somebody ask me to ask you, have you seen a difference physically in Matthew Morrell this offseason? I guess he's been hitting the weights and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And one of your players and plays at Whitehaven.
Mm-hmm.
You seeing some growth with him this offseason?
Oh yeah.
Now we're getting back into the season for him.
He been in the right room.
Doesn't stop.
He keep his body tip top shape.
Something like dunk from the free throw line the other day. Like he ain't like it was a foot inside the free throw line.
He's pretty athletic.
At like 6'3", 6'4"?
Really athletic, can shoot the ball. I really like him as a prospect.
And Memphis loves him. From everything we've heard.
From what I heard too.
Yep. There you go, Coach. We appreciate
you educating us, brother. Man, keep us up. Maybe one day we can get a Ball in here.
Okay.
What do you think?
Okay. That's never possible. We make some things happen.
Don't
put that man on the spot.
No, you know, man.
He'll bring
I'm hoping
Ball
so.
In when he's ready.
If anybody can do it, I know it's this man here.
You know, Team Thad preach academics, and y'all on Monday through Friday.
See?
So if I could get him maybe on the phone, or if they have a day out of school,
dude, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, because we really high on academics for Team Thad, and we really need them doing the studies or whatever.
There you go.
All your kids qualify.
Yes.
There you go. Let's keep that record intact.
Man, thank you, Herd. Appreciate you, Coach.
He is Norton Herd, the 4th program director of Team Thad.